President Biden defending his decision to pull U.S. troops out of Afghanistan, ending the longest war in American history. News Nation's Allison Harris live in Washington, D.C. tonight. Allison, the president said he has no regrets, but was saddened that two decades of support failed to turn the Afghan military into a force that would be capable of defending itself.
Marnie, the president is back at Camp David tonight after feeling compelled to travel here to the White House to address the nation in the midst of this crisis. Even those in the president's own party are asking why there wasn't a better plan, a more orderly transition.
This did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated.
6 weeks ago, President Biden said the Taliban takeover was not inevitable. Today, he flew from Camp David to the White House to address the nation after the Taliban completed that takeover, as 6,000 U.S. troops are heading back to Afghanistan for evacuations. The White House caught off guard by chaos at the airport in Kabul, but President Biden not backing down.
I stand squarely behind my decision. American troops cannot and should not be fighting in a war and dying in a war that Afghan forces are not willing to fight for themselves.
The president not taking any questions from press, continuing to say the U.S. spent two decades of time and trillions of dollars, never intending to nation build, providing close air cover to Afghan forces at the end. President Biden saying no amount of U.S. military force could create a stable future for the country, whether today, 5 years ago, or 15 years from now.
When I came into office, I inherited a deal that President Trump negotiated with the Taliban. Under his agreement, U.S. forces would be out of Afghanistan by May 1.
Even the president's own Democratic allies expressing anger over the Afghan interpreters yet to be evacuated. Thousands remain in Afghanistan as the Taliban is reportedly going door to door to find them. The president acknowledging questions about why they weren't evacuated sooner, saying some wanted to stay in Afghanistan, hopeful for their country. At the Pentagon, emotion over Afghan women and girls.
And we're all mindful of the kind of governance that the Taliban is capable of. A lot of us have spent time in Afghanistan. Everything that you're seeing in the last 48, 72 hours is personal for everybody here at the Pentagon.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell slamming the president for the quote-unquote botched exit.
This administration looks to me like it couldn't organize a two-car funeral. And maybe it's not too late, I hope not, for the president to put in enough troops in and around Kabul to at least get out all the Americans and as many of the Afghans as possible.
President Biden also saying in his remarks today that if the Taliban attacks U.S. troops while they are back in Afghanistan doing these evacuations, then they will be met with devastating force. Marnie?